independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And Greater Manchester Police now are currently responding to reports of this explosion, now they're calling it. There are a number of confirmed fatalities and others injured. And certainly when the news came through from Network Rail that the train lines were blocked at Victoria Station, which is in the vicinity of Manchester Arena, it certainly began to look serious. So Greater Manchester Police, their latest information: emergency services are currently responding to reports of an explosion at Manchester Arena. There are a number of confirmed fatalities and others injured.
20 people so far is what they're saying, plus killed, possibly hundreds wounded. Just the whole thing seems very surreal. Ariana Grande concert tonight. She's a pop star, very big star throughout the world. If you don't know who she is, she's had numerous hits. And performing tonight, Manchester Arena, which holds about 21,000 people, looked to be sold out. She had just finished her set, finishing off the concert right around 10:45 local time in Manchester. She was walking off the stage when there was some sort of an explosion and or gunfire is what people reported first, but it seems to be an explosion. And then this is when the chaos ensued, and this is what it sounded like. On. And again, you've got 20,000 people in an arena, all of which grab their phones and start filming stuff because you don't know what's happening. You've got the railway blocked off. And I said it earlier, you know, Iran wants to get a bomb, right? If you want something bad enough, you can do it. How does something like that get in there? Somebody said, what about, you know, what about if it's from, you know, the day earlier? Somebody snuck something in there. Well, to sneak something in there, chances are you're going to have somebody on the inside allowing you to get in there and do something. And I think that's something that they're going to have to look at. How in this day and age, how in this modern time, with all of the things that we have at our fingertips, at our disposal, when it comes to these kind of things, can something get in a thing like this? Or did they not even screen? Right, you go to most places nowadays, you go to Disneyland, you go to Legoland, you go to most places, when you go into these places, these big events, you're going to have to be, you know, many times they'll frisk you, they'll take the little wand over you, and you know, it's different elsewhere. I don't know how they did it there. I mean, Jack and I went to Legoland a couple weeks ago, everybody who had a backpack had to put it out of the table, they had to go through all of it. If you had a coat, if you had any of these things, they had the little wandy thing. They wanted to make sure that you had nothing because it's a, you know, I mean, that's what they want. This is what these people want, is terror. And that's what it's about for these people, terrorizing human beings. And tonight was another one of those nights where people were going about their business no different than anybody else, going about their business, enjoying themselves, a concert night. And we've got some tweets and some eyewitness descriptions of what was, you know, what happened again at the Manchester Arena tonight. People are still walking back at Manchester Arena, clutching pink balloons released by Ariana Grande before tonight's incident. People are still emerging shell shocked. Family from Pontefract said they saw a woman stagger out, an open wound exposed her all the way down one leg. You've got another person saying police cordon off massively around Victoria Station, the Arena Cathedral, and beyond. Helicopters circling above. Bomb disposal unit just arrived. Also, the sniffer dogs were being brought out of the van. But it's reactionary because it's already happened. So what they're reporting is 20-plus injured, and that may change over time. Maybe it's 15, maybe it's 50. It's a very modern arena. It's a fairly new arena, Manchester Arena. And it's a, again, a horrible evening, you know, people going about their business, doing their thing. You know, you're a 18, 16, 17 year old. You're excited. Hey, we're going to go and we get to go see Ariana Grande. She's one of the biggest stars in the world. She's performing live, an American star in Manchester. And, you know, people are there. They're having a good time. She finishes the show. The balloons come out. People are excited, right? The balloons come out. People are excited. It's over. Lights come on. People walking out. Explosion. But that's when the chaos ensues. Because what you get is a lot of people who don't really know what's going on. Because people aren't looking. Right? The lights are on. People are walking in one direction. Walking in another direction. Something happens behind them. If you don't know what gunfire is, you maybe think it's gunfire. So you panic because the first thing that comes to most people's minds is the Baclavan Theater, what took place in France at the Eagles of Death Metal concert. And so you start to panic. People start running in all kinds of directions. You don't think bomb because what's the one thing you don't see? You don't see smoke. What they're saying, the National Health Service over there, is it is the wounds and the things that they're seeing are consistent with some sort of nail bomb. So, you know, at first, you know, we heard things that the balloons, some of the balloons got up and they popped on a microphone, which caused a reaction and something happened. You know, people are just grasping because they don't know what that could have been. Is the explosion hit a bunch of balloons, which made them pop. That's why it's not. This is definitely, judging by all the things that we're hearing, not an accident. Not an accident at all. And you've got Trump today who is there and he is talking, about the terrorism and all of the things. And this is pointing towards terrorism.
Muslim majority countries must take the lead in combating radicalization.
Yeah, could be a message to Trump. Could be a message to America. But the UK, the British have their problems. They do. They have issues there. There are parts of places just outside of London where it is not the best place for an Englishman or woman to be wandering around because, as you've heard of the no-go areas in France, well, Luton is one of those places where if you've ever just type in Luton and you'll find some issues there where it's very much a place where, you know, as an English man or woman, you'd feel uncomfortable. And by that, I mean, not that these, you know, not the people of the Muslim faith aren't English men or women, but it is a cultural side of things that is uncomfortable for a lot of these people. They want you to live like it's, you know, you're in Riyadh, and it's not. You're in Luton. Manchester is a very diverse place. They do have a large Muslim population. But before we jump to any conclusions, is anybody claiming anything? That's one thing I've not seen. Usually by now, or at least within the first few hours, somebody comes out and has made a claim. And it's all very fluid. Remember, this only happened a couple hours ago. And, you know, you're going to pick up your daughter and her friends. And the next thing you know, you're seeing people running out in this crazed way. At first, too, we were thinking, was this something simpler that happened in Ohio back in the 70s when there was a Who concert and they had festival seating that one person panicked, everybody started running, several people fell over and people got trampled on? You don't know, but when you're starting to hear now, not only was there an explosion, but you're also getting the sense that, you know, people are saying that, the damage that people have suffered, that's not from being trampled on, that's from being shredded. And they're saying it's consistent with something like a nail bomb or something of that nature. It's a horrible situation, but something that we need to be wary of. Doesn't matter where you are. You go to the Super Bowl, you go to a football game, you go to a basketball game. It's something you need to be aware of, but you can't live your life in fear. And that's what terrorism's about. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. We're covering this from top to bottom. What's going on as the news breaks out of Manchester once again? So far, 20-plus confirmed dead. At least that's what they're telling us. Again, those numbers are fluid. They could change. They could be revised up. They could be revised down. God willing, they're revised down. Potentially hundreds of people wounded in what is looking more and more like a terrorist attack at the Manchester Arena tonight at the
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
People can lose their lives due to panic and people running. And in this concert, from the video that we've seen, a lot of people are running and a lot of people are, you know, breathlessly trying to get away from whatever the incident was.
That is terror analyst Malcolm Nance talking about tonight's incident in Manchester. Sky News reporting 19 people confirmed dead, 50-plus injured. They're still working their way through the arena right now. And, you know, I said earlier, and I remember, I was too young to remember the concert, but I do remember watching WKRP when they did an episode of their giving away Who tickets. And, you know, people were excited about the Who tickets. Next day they were talking about it, and that's when they find out that 11 people had died, and that was a real incident that took place in Ohio where people were trampled. And, you know, even producer Phil said, you know, look, you don't know. It could have been one thing, could have been, you know, that causes a chain reaction. And out of that chain reaction, you know, people panic and young people get trampled on by larger people who are grabbing their kids who they're there with. And what's your first reaction? I know if I took Jack to a concert and there was something like this, my first reaction is to protect him and get him to safety. And, you know, we as parents at times, you know, sometimes we you know, we're not afraid to toss around other kids to get our to save our kids. It's a horrible situation. But again, right now, Sky News is reporting 19 confirmed dead, 50 plus injured. And that number they expect to change. Also, the BBC is now reporting that they are treating this as a terrorist incident, not as if originally what we'd heard is there was some sort of balloon that caused an issue. And then that caused something else by hitting something electrical. You never know in a situation like this. This is terrorist analyst Malcolm Nance.
British police are normally very, very good at putting out information. And, you know, if it rises to a level of a terrorist attack, that is going to become very apparent as well. But Stampede is probably going to account for a fair number of these injuries.
Rachel from Barnsley, which is a little town just up, you know, just to the north of Manchester, told BBC Radio that she was in Block 213 of the Manchester Arena. She was with her 14-year-old daughter to avoid the usual delays exiting the arena at the end of the show. They decided to make their way out just before the end. She goes, we heard an almighty bang. At first, I thought we missed something at the concert. As we turned around the corner, there was a horrific stampede of people coming down the steps, people falling on the floor. People were being crushed. And you're getting more and more of that. And I think a lot of times that's what happens. Because as a human being, your natural instinct is to what? You hear something, no matter what it is. Your gunfire, everybody runs, and they don't, because you're not looking around where it's at, right? You hear it, you take a quick peek, and then you duck down, and then everybody takes off. Don't know what it is. Could be something. It could, you know, but it doesn't have to be something for it to cause chaos. It doesn't. President Trump is in Israel, and he was actually speaking about what's going on in the world of terror. And like they're saying right now, that the Manchester police and the UK, and I'm sure MI6 and MI5 and all the MIs that can be there, Yard, are treating this as a terroristic attack. And once again, was this a national front, by the way? That's the big white power group. I probably don't think so. Can't rule anything out ever, but I'm thinking no. And, you know, this is the kind of thing where they're treating it as it was a nail bomb. Was it a nail bomb? I mean, we didn't see the explosion. If you've ever seen any of the explosions, whether it's the underground or some of these other places, it fills up with smoke rather fast. That's the one thing that they've showed the arena on numerous occasions from numerous different places as far as vantage points. And none of that showed any kind of explosion that you would think of as a, you know, a bomb. But they're treating it as such as a bomb. And the NHS, which is the National Health Service, is saying that much of the injuries that are coming in are being are pretty much in line with something potentially as a nail bomb or something that, you know, somebody goes and buys a handful or giant scoops of nails, puts it in, it becomes projectiles. That thing flies out there at hundreds of miles an hour. And think about it, if you had 10 nails coming at you from, you know, just a short range and hundreds of miles an hour, what are you going to do? You're not Flash, right? You're not. But Trump today was speaking about terrorism.
This is a battle between good and evil.
Good and evil. Tonight, the good. 21,000 people, Ariana Grande, bunch of kids having a good time, heading towards summer, getting ready for their breaks. Many of them probably already on break, enjoying themselves. Young teenage girls, mostly. 13, 14, 15 years old. That's you know, she's big. She was one of the, you know, Disney stars who's now become a big star in her own right outside of Disney. And, you know, next thing you know, or Nickelodeon, whatever her, those shows were that she was on. Next thing you know, boom, she finishes at 10:45, turns to walk off stage as she does. Boom, massive explosion, chaos ensues, and this is what happens. Good versus evil, that's evil right there. That's evil. That's what evil looks like. And things will break down over the next 24 hours, but we have seen this throughout. And the Western European nations know that this is not a one-off situation. We've had it here, obviously, but not when it comes to the explosions like something like this. But, you know, I've been amazed. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been amazed in my time that we have not had issues at baseball games, at basketball games, at football games. I've been amazed in an open-air arena, in a situation where, you know, maybe you're not going to get frisked or maybe you're not going to, that we haven't seen these kind of incidents. And, you know, thank God that we catch stuff like this. But this is, you know, the questions are going to be asked. How did he, and I'm assuming it's a he, but possibly she, if that was a bomb, an explosive device, get that into an arena full of people? Because if it happened yesterday to get that in there, if it happened earlier today, was nobody paying attention, and was somebody else involved with inside to allow somebody to get in there? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Fluid situation again in Manchester. At least 19 dead, 50 injured. Those numbers they expect to change soon. Hopefully down. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Situation tonight, Manchester. Oh, Ariana Grande right there, bringing it. Singing it tonight, doing what she does, Manchester Arena. 21,000 people there enjoying themselves. 10:45, she hits the last of her notes while still on stage, and this is what happens.
Good evening, and we come on the air at this hour because we are following developments out of Manchester, England. Reports of an explosion at an Ariana Grande concert at the Manchester Arena there, one of the largest arenas, in fact, in Europe. And we have a piece of video we want to show you at home where you can faintly hear the explosion at that concert.
Ooh.
That is audio right there. It's
wow.
Believed the explosion.
Now, what they're saying is 19 people are confirmed dead. According to NBC News, 20 people, at least 50-plus people injured, but they're still working in and out the inside the arena. And now they're treating it not only as a terror attack. They are saying possibly a suicide bomber was the person who detonated themselves, killing again numerous people. Definitely multiple fatalities. A horrible situation in, you know, what should have been a wonderful evening, what should have been an incredible night to enjoy yourself. And you've got, you know, I mean, you're out there. It's a beautiful arena, holds 21,000, one of the largest indoor arenas in all of Europe, newer arena, very modern comparatively to, I think when people think of Europe, they think of European soccer and things stuff like that. A lot of those stadiums are 70, 100, 110 years old with very little amenities and not modern. But no, it's the exact opposite in a lot of places. The Manchester Arena and the O2 Arena in London are very modern arenas. The things you'd find at the Staples Center, the things you would find at the new Verizon Center that you guys have out there, Phil, in Virginia and elsewhere. So this is, you know, a place that holds a lot of people, and you've got one of the top stars in the world. I think Ariana Grande, it's safe to say that she is that. And, you know, lo and behold, you have a situation where, boom. I mean, if you heard that, you could just hear it faintly. But, I mean, that's picking up her mic. That's picking up somebody's, you know, probably closer to the front row, maybe even picking up a bit of her microphone. And, you know, if you're at first, you have no idea what that is, right? You think, is that part of the show, that massive explosion? Because it's, you know, I mean, you're at a concert, for God's sakes. How many times you've been to a concert, the sound effects are huge. It's boom, boom, boom. It's huge. And here's the thing with Tara. Tara, they know they're never going to win. They're not going to defeat Western nation and Western cultures, Western ideas. The whole thing is to get you to stop thinking like that. Like, I can go to a concert tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. They want you to stop what you're doing. They don't want you to proceed down the same path of, I can go anywhere and not have any kind of fear. They want to put fear in your heart and in your mind. Terror, for all intents and purposes, as horrible as it is, in many ways, it's about your mind. They want to get you to believe that, oh my God, at any given time, somebody could blow themselves up. And if you think about what the potential is for terrorist activities around the globe, the fact that Western nations aren't hit as much as they could potentially be is a testament to how good that our, you know, security systems are. Sometimes it's luck, but I always find out the harder you work, the more that you do, the luckier you get in life. And I think that's whether it's the FBI, the CIA, Scotland Yard, MI5, MI6, Interpol, they all work hard at doing these things. On top of all of the anti, you know, terrorist groups that are out there, that are there to fight against terror. But it's these people on the front ground, you know, the police and people that we earlier we were talking about, there's a woman in I think it was Virginia, who, and the situation is silly after the fact, but what do we always tell people? If you see something, say something, right? But we're so conditioned now that I wouldn't want to, you know, I don't want to bug anybody. I don't want to really, should I be worried? And if you see something, you say something. And a woman in Virginia bought a $1 alarm clock for her daughter going off to college that had fake dynamite sticks to it because she thought it'd be funny. Somebody, she went into the store to grocery shop. It was in the car. Somebody was walking by, saw it, alerted the authorities. They then cordoned off the area. They treated it as a situation where it could potentially be a dangerous situation. They took the woman into custody, and once they found out it was just an alarm clock, it should have gone from there. But they're treating her as if she potentially could have been a terrorist, and she is facing felony charges and could spend a long time in prison, even though it was no more than a gag gift for her daughter that she bought at a garage sale. And I'm sure if you ask the person, well, I didn't know, that was stupid, you shouldn't put her in jail, you should just laugh and we should move on with our lives. But it's the see something, say something thing. And if you're out somewhere and you feel uncomfortable, you say something. I'll tell you one thing. I think for a lot of people, if you were there and there was somebody of Muslim descent, you know, and you felt uncomfortable by the way the person was acting, maybe they had a backpack on or something of that nature, many people, because of the fear of being labeled a racist or an Islamophobe or something like that, I think many people turn and say, well, I'm not going to do something. It's the nature of the world we live in. You don't want to be accused of being something. You don't. And the silly thing is, even if it's the right thing to do, people don't want to. Case in point, San Bernardino. The next door neighbor had some ideas that maybe some of the things that were happening weren't right. The deliveries were weird. They were doing stuff. She felt uncomfortable, but she said she didn't call the police. Why? Because she didn't want to be labeled a racist. She didn't want to be labeled a racist. You can't do that, people. You have to be honest. If you feel something uncomfortable, if you feel something that makes you uncomfortable, life will tell you, go with your gut. I would rather be safe than sorry. You only get one shot at this thing called life, right? There is no, hey, you know what? I know that they blew Johnny and Sally up, but tomorrow I'll go undo that. There is none of that. And if somebody calls you a racist, so be it. You didn't come out and do something untoward, and it's horrible. But if this turns out to be terror, you know, did somebody see something? Did they not say something? I bet you what ends up happening all too often not in, in situations like this is people come out and they say, well, you know, if something was, you know, was amiss or something. It's horrible. But what terror is about taking the situation that took place, i.e. something like this, and maximizing it for fear's sake, to get people to react differently in their lives. Instead of taking the tube, instead of taking a bus, instead of going to a concert, it'll get you to stop doing what you're doing, and that allows the terrorists to win. They know they conventionally cannot win, so they're going to try to get to your minds, but you can't allow that to happen. You've got to do the things in life that make you happy, and you've got to do the things in life that make us who we are. It's a horrible situation tonight. And again, the UK is reporting on several different outlets from the Telegraph to the BBC to Sky News and everybody in between. Anywhere between 19 and 20 plus have been killed. That is confirmed, and that may be revised up or down, but I'm assuming that's where it's at. 50 plus injured. How were those injuries? What are those injuries? I'm sure they're minor to, you know, to major. Some people, you know, as we played something earlier from Malcolm Nance, who's a terrorist analyst, said, You better bet that a good portion of those probably came from people who are scared, and it was stampedes. Because you run for the hills, right? We turn on each other, and because it's about you and your safety and yours. If you have a chance to grab somebody else's kid and maybe save them, that's one thing. But it's always about you and yours first and foremost. And it's a horrible situation, and it is a disgusting situation. And as this thing unfolds, over the next 24, 48 hours, don't be surprised if you don't see some raids. Don't be surprised if you don't hear that, you know, somebody's got at some point in time probably going to have to come out and claim it, because you don't want to let this go unclaimed. Even, you know, and ISIS, I'm sure, is probably celebrating this on numerous channels of you know, your social media. And it's a horrible situation, but what you can't do is allow this to affect who you are as a human being. As horrible, as heinous, as disgusting and depraved as these acts are, and, you know, it's not 100% certain this was a terror act, but all signs are pointing towards that. Investigators are saying that they are treating it as it was a terror act. And they're moving forward in that direction. Not that this was an incident of some sort of malfunction with some of the concert equipment or anything of that nature. And the National Health Services are reporting that the injuries are consistent with shrapnel, nails, things of that nature that were flown out of whatever explosive device were there. And they're now saying that it potentially was a suicide bomber, which I believe would be the first in Western society that we've had a suicide bomber detonate themselves in any place. But as we cover this, and I'm sure we'll cover this over the next day or two, remember that you've got to live your life. You've got to go about your life and live your life, because terror is about striking not only the hearts but the minds of individuals to get them to alter their way of life. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Your home, you love it. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's the thing where your memories are, right? It's where you and your family sleep. You go on vacation. You think, hey, everything's good. My neighbor's going to check on my house. We've got the house locked up. Don't have to worry about any of that stuff. But what lurks inside may be a potential danger. Maybe your house catches fire. Nobody's there to call 911 and have that fire put out quickly, because you see, it happens at 2 a.m. and your neighbors are sleeping. Here's another scenario. You've got Simply Safe. That's right. You got Simply Safe home security. You go on vacation. You tell your neighbors, hey, grab my mail. You've got everything for not only what could potentially happening on the outside, people getting in, but on the inside. Because while your neighbors sleep and you're enjoying yourself on vacation, all of a sudden, what do you have? Boom, a little fire. Smoke alarm goes off. Simply Safe's round-the-clock professional security monitoring alerts the emergency professionals that need to be alerted. They're on their way. They save your house. They save your memories. They save you money. Simply Safe has no hidden fees, no contract, less than $15 a month. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch and lightning fast response times in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today. You can get my special 10% discount. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off your home security system. simplysafe.com/Benson. Wrap it up straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
Good evening, and we come on the air at this hour because we are following developments out of Manchester, England. Reports of an explosion at an Ariana Grande concert at the Manchester Arena there, one of the largest arenas, in fact, in Europe. And we have a piece of video we want to show you at home where you can faintly hear the explosion at that concert. That is audio right there. It's believed the explosion occurred at the end of the Ariana Grande concert. The video coming in from the scene tonight, you can see concertgoers racing out of the arena in horror. We are told the artist herself is okay. What's unclear at this hour is whether or not the explosion...
Crazy. Insane. By the way, they just carried out a controlled explosion as well at the Cathedral Gardens near the Manchester Arena. That news is breaking. So they found a suspicious package and carried out a controlled explosion. At least 19 dead. 50-plus wounded, getting different numbers coming through. What are their injuries? Don't know. Are some of them critical? Some of them minor, I'm sure. I'm sure there's hundreds that are probably wounded and some sprained ankles, broken arms and legs. You just don't know. Panic happens. Ariana Grande on stage singing. You heard her. She finished and doing her thing, and boom. And there was no smoke. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people are like, well, where was it? But what they're saying now, and they are treating this as a terror incident, is they believe that the person, the suspect, was a suicide bomber, which this, for all intents and purposes, in Western Europe, Western America, I think this would be the first suicide bomber that, that people have had. And is it a young girl that was the suicide bomber? Is it somebody homegrown, if this is true? These are all questions that you're not going to find out tonight, that over the next 24 hours, 48 hours are going to be, talked about. They're going to be bantied about. They're going to have a lot of suspects. Here's the one thing about Britain. Britain is the king of CCTV, closed circuit television. There are cameras everywhere, everywhere. So everybody that has entered that arena has been photographed in some way, shape, and form. And they will break it down, and over the next 24 to 48 hours, we will find out. Was this somebody, if it was a terror act and an act of terror, was it somebody who was homegrown? Was it somebody who's come from somewhere else? Was this a message to the world, to the West, to Trump? Does he like Ariana Grande, and that's why they chose tonight? I don't know. But what I do know is it's an act of terror by the sounds of it and by the looks of it. 19-plus people dead, 50-plus wounded. How many of those were from the stampede? How many of those were from the potential nail bomb that they said that's what the NHS, the National Health Services, are reporting over there? How many of that came from the explosion itself? So, Manchester Arena, concert, Ariana Grande, big star, 21,000 people. Pack the arena. She hit the last note. Boom. Explosion. Chaos ensues. And, the first 20, 30, 40 minutes, as we reported it to you, we were just getting certain things here and there because we had heard everything from it was nobody was injured to it was a boom from a balloon that exploded at a microphone that caused some sort of panic to you don't know. And why people are now saying that the reason they thought there was gunfire was because the explosion, if it was the nail gun like they think, or the nails they think, it hit a bunch of balloons that were dropped on the concert goers as the concert ended and causing the gun to sound like gunfire with the explosion of the balloon. So a tragic, horrible evening in Manchester. Once again, The BBC and Sky News are both reporting that they are now coming at this as an act of terror, possibly a suicide bomber. They just carried out a controlled explosion in Cathedral Garden right there in Manchester. And at least 19-plus people are confirmed dead, 50-plus injured, and they're still working on people. I don't know if they're inside the arena, outside the arena. The bomb-sniffing dogs are there, but a horrible night there. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Manchester and to the people who had lost their lives tonight. Solid show today on a not-so-pleasant news day. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Have yourself a wonderful night. Remember, we can't let the terrorists win. Live your life, people. For Anthony, for Phil, my name's Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.